I spoke to Pippa Coombe, chair of the Waitemata local board, about the proposed planning for the potential reinvigoration of Te Waiorea Western Springs Park. We looked more into the processes and the details of the project itself, discussing the involvement of public in these processes, the health of the natural public spaces, and the importance of holistic planning moving forward. So what is planned to happen at Te Waiorea or Western Springs Park?
Well, at the moment it's a draft development plan that's gone out for consultation, and the plan is looking at establishing a vision for the park and then has some proposals in there for improving on the park, and some of those things are funded and some aren't. So the plan itself isn't anything actually underway at this right now, but following on from the plan, we expect to see, like, there'll be a upgrade to the playground and there might be changes to footpaths and improving the way that birds can be fed it. Yeah, is this clear about, I mean, I think what's happened, I don't know if you've been talking to people who've been concerned that we're trying to, you know, build big, turn it into an entertainment park, and there's got to be a bit of misinformation about what the plan is about.
Yeah, there definitely is. I've talked to someone who believes that a large section of the park's going to be entirely clear felled and a whole heap of other things are going on. Yeah. Which I'm not entirely, because I read through the plan a couple of nights back. It took a while, but it's still accessible, I think. But I think because it's also accessible, sometimes it can then be open to interpretation. But then I think that it is open to interpretation and then exaggerating what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's called a development plan because it's more like if anything happens in the park, it's got to refer to this plan. But it isn't about proposing any major development as such. And when it talks about, say, events, it's just recognising that it's already a major event destination. You know, you have Pacifica there. So it's how should the park have infrastructure that better caters for that event. Might be just minor changes, for example, like having more PowerPoints. It's not about creating a bigger space for events. And things like footpaths, at the moment there isn't, the circulation is not as great as it could be. And by improving the circulation, you make it better for people who want to do a whole lot of things in the park, but it also helps events. So yeah, it's not about, the plan itself isn't proposing major changes. It's just trying to build on what's in the park and make it better and work better for more people.
Yeah, I think as well, like, there was a section about really working the kind of riparian systems, like, around the edge of the lake. And I think that it's like that kind of thing as well that kind of contributes to when you say there are already events there, and so if we want to continue having these events, effectively repairing the riparian systems is a good idea in terms of stabilizing the park as well and setting up, making it more durable.
Yeah. Exactly, and I mean, it is a popular place, like, say, the whole issue with birds. Like, people go to Western Springs because they want to interact with the birds and enjoy them. That's great, but we've also got to manage them so it's sustainable and that it's a good place for birds to be able to live healthily, but that people are encouraged to feed them in a way that doesn't cause other issues. So, you know, it's about we can include that in the plan about, you know, are there better options for managing the birds and encouraging people to feed them, like, on the land, that would also improve the water quality. So it's all, you know, it's about improving the biodiversity, the water quality, and we can include that in the plan in terms of what our objectives are. At the moment, again, that's been managed on a very ad hoc basis and just responding to issues when they come up.
Why is it important for the council to redevelop spaces like Western Springs Park?
Well, the plan's not proposing redevelopment as such, and it's probably not quite accurate to call it a development plan. It's more about a master plan, so looking at the park overall holistically and showing, you know, how all of those projects can be brought together.
Yeah, I read through the report. It's quite interesting as well. It's more of a, what is the importance of green space in Auckland, in your opinion?
Well, there's a huge number of values for green space for Aucklanders in terms of places to, for recreation, for socialising, fitness, enjoying all the environmental benefits of having open space. So, for example, with, say, Western Springs, you know, there's already the park is a hugely important and is a big destination park. So, again, that's why the plan itself is not posing big changes. It's just about improving what's in the park.
Do you think that we should protect these kind of spaces for the intrinsic natural value that they have or the wider like services that they offer?
Well, it is a balance in parks. I mean, you definitely want to preserve the open space and you want to make sure there's plenty of room for recreation and picnics and fitness. But at the same time, you know, the people come to parks to enjoy it for, say, events. So it's how do you make space for those events? And there may be opportunities for having concessions in parks. I mean, like some parks have kiosks or cafes or things for hire. I mean, that, you know, that's not a, I guess, a priority, but that's part of a conversation about what do we want to have in our parks.
Do you think it's important to engage the public in this process of deciding? As you said, you've got your opinion of what should go into the park. I've talked to some other people that have their opinions. Do you think it's important to hear everyone's opinion when you kind of design these new spaces or help improve these new spaces?
Oh, absolutely, and that's why we're going through a consultation process, because what we've found is where a park doesn't have a master plan, things are done on a very ad hoc way. So you might have a playground that gets renewed without looking at the wider context of the park. So what we're trying to do with this master plan is do the planning far more holistically. And then if everyone can understand, well, what is the long-term objective and have input into that, then, you know, that's the process we really want to encourage. So we really do want people to give their feedback about what do they see the long-term vision for the park and how they would like to see it improved. And it's not about doing big developments in the park or making big changes. It's just about having it better coordinated and working on longer term plans rather than in a very kind of reactive way. So for example, like at Western Springs, a big issue is the water quality. So we're seeking feedback about, you know, what should we be aiming for in terms of that water quality and how can we manage the water better.
How much of a role does the public feedback through the extensive consultation process play in like the final decision makings?
Oh, well, hugely, in terms of, I mean, the initial draft has been developed by looking at previous plans and knowing what's already in the park and talking to experts and key stakeholders like organisations that border the park. So that gives us kind of an overview of the context of the park and potential opportunities. But then the public feedback is, you know, is from the people who use the park on a day-to-day basis. So we absolutely gather all that up to shape the plan. I was going to say, like, it might be down to, for example, in the plan it does look at the location of the playground. It doesn't go into the detail of the design of that playground, which will be a further stage of consultation. But, you know, there's people who use the playground and know it really well, so it'd be great to get the feedback about where it can be best located.
Do you think when starting or embarking on these projects, it's important, you've said holistically as a park, do you think it's important to look at the place in the context of the wider city?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing with having an Auckland Council, that we can look at the whole region in terms of park priorities. But as a local board, you know, we have responsibility for our local park, so we want to enhance them as best that we can, but we recognise that we're serving a wider community, especially like at Western Springs, where it's a destination park. People come from all over Auckland to enjoy what's there.
Yeah, I think, well, it's the first kind of plan that I've read through. I mean, I'm very early on in my plan reading days, but it does seem to have an emphasis on, like, as you have said, holistically looking at the cycles that are in the park and not just like each thing individually, because as you said, it kind of, everything is connected and improving one thing will improve the general biodiversity or improve the kind of function of other areas or even heighten the kind of ecosystem services that can be provided by some of the already, like the natural features that are already there. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes. Am I right that there's a meeting next weekend for public consultation?
So this Saturday, the 18th, there's an open day from 10 till 1 p.m. and we intend to be at the playground And we'll have some experts there, and we just have images from the plans and more details and ask questions. But it's just a, it's like a pop-in session.
Awesome.
People want to talk to someone face-to-face.